Here's the second arrangement. Giving us a bit of that Latino flavor. What are you thinking? Nah, this is not the same song. You got the wrong song, Carl. This is what's called taking a song and making it your own. And believe me, it gets different and more different throughout. Mr. Tom Scott is on saxophone. Paul Jackson Jr. is on guitar. Now, is the saxophone bringing it home for you that this is indeed the same song? Told you it's changing throughout. Now listen to Mr. Jackson on the guitar, but listen to how the song is moving and flowing. I'm going to let you hear some more of this as we go throughout the day, but I definitely wanted you to hear that. I mean, does that sound different or what? I mean, the same song. Pick up the pieces. All right, you hear some more of it. In the meantime, let's take a look at this budget. And again, I know this can be easy for some. It can be difficult for others. Depending on our personalities, that's really what it comes down to. What's going on in our hearts, what's going on in our minds, what kinds of attitudes and dispositions we bring. Ladies and gentlemen, it partly comes down to whether or not we're willing to just simply be honest, whether we're willing, how willing or unwilling we are to exercise integrity in the way we approach various topics. Now, that said, very often, humans get stuck in a position, get stuck in a certain mode. This is the way I want to think. This is who I want to support. This is what I want to support. And as I've shared with you before, a lot of times we can offer information, we can present information that lets us know, hey, this is the wrong path. But if it's the path that people want to be on, Or if the folks presenting the proposal are people we really, really like because they sing the songs that we've decided we want to sing. So often people will say, hey, you know what? I am rejecting anything you say about what they're offering. Any criticism that you have about what they're offering, I'm rejecting outright. I don't even have to hear what you have to say. If I know that you're going to say something contradictory to, contrary to what they're proposing, because they're the kind of people who do the kinds of things that I applaud, I already have my mind made up. I'm going to hear you and not hear you. I'm going to know words are coming out of your mouth, but I'm not going to be giving any serious consideration to any of those words because my mind is already made up. My heart is already fixed. I've already settled it. My disposition is, if you go against these people who push the kinds of proposals that I like, I'm going to reject what you say. And it's interesting, and I've shared with you how psychologists and neuroscientists have talked about how when people put themselves in that mode, the more facts you present that illustrate, that demonstrate that the position that they're taking is not a good one, the more they hunker down, the more they settle into their position. Some people say today, the more they just double down. They dig in more diligently than ever. And they'll say that your information is wrong. They'll say that you're just being critical. And when the shoes are on the other feet or the tables are turned and someone from the other group is offering a proposal, nothing about that proposal will be right for these who say, I'm going to reject anything you say that it goes against proposals made by the group that I embrace. And it's difficult. It is difficult. It can be very, very difficult for people who put themselves in that mode to break out of it, mainly because they have every desire to stay where they are. I understand that. But I also realize that there are people who listen with open minds and open hearts. They just want the facts. They want the truth. What is really going on? That's the question they're asking. What is really going on? I want to know that. And when the facts are presented to them, whether it's a matter of whether it's a situation wherein they were already on that page anyway, or they were on another page but heard truth presented and said, hey, you know what? I was wrong on this issue. I need to change my position, because they're listening with open hearts, open minds. That's why, again, I want to ask you, regardless of what party hat you wear, when we're having discussions like this, I want you to be wearing your American hat, and I want you to have hearts of flesh in play instead of having hearts of stone in play. Because we need help in making America truly great. Man, we're heading in a direction that is not good. We need to make America great again. Compassion helps make a people great. Truth, integrity help make a people great. So here's what the center is saying about the GOP, the House GOP budget proposal. The budget would reduce non-defense discretionary spending to its lowest level as a percent of the economy since the Hoover administration. That's where they're taking us. They're taking us back to the Hoover economy, the Hoover administration's economy, when it comes to the percentage of the economy's budget That budget as a percentage of non-defense discretionary spending. Are you sure that kind of move will be good for all of America, including the middle class and the poor?